Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, Vic, I just sense right now, especially on the east end of Long Island, there is a mantle of revival. There are wells that were dug in times past. And in the book of Genesis, it said Isaac redug the wells that the Philistines had covered up. And then he named those wells. And you know, Vic, worship is a well. Praise is a well. Serving a local house is a well. Giving's a well. Prayer's a well. Studying the Word of God's a well. But there are wells, and I believe there is about to be a gusher of the presence of Jesus, the Savior of our souls, especially over this region. And in Acts 14:27, Vic, it says, and when they, who's they? The local church, God's people, the chosen ones. When they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them, and they had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles.
And I want to tell you this, that God has put in our mouth His voice. He's given us the ability to speak forth to the harvest. And I tell you, people, from Montauk to Manhattan, we have in our mouth the words to eternal life. And one of the things that I believe we have to do is we have to start to understand the Bible. And then we have to take some quick points and put them in a capsule and start to give people the gospel. And I'm telling you, if you start working it and asking them, and you start with your neighbors, I believe that this revival that I'm talking about is coming to this island.
Yeah, you know, Vic, there's really just two ministries in the body of Christ, and if you enjoy fishing, you can catch the fish or you can gut the fish, which speaks of soul winning and discipleship. So we have got to know our assignment this hour. If you're evangelistic and you enjoy just sharing the gospel and winning souls, and to a degree, all people are evangelists. Paul said, do the work of an evangelist. And then everybody is called in a pastoral fashion. And that may not necessarily mean you're in a five-fold pastor in a church, but we are called to disciple and care for God's sheep. But in Isaiah 22:22, it says, the key to the house of David. And you know, Vic, a key is something that opens a door or opens a lock and gives us access. And it says, I will lay on his shoulder, which speaks of government and authority. It says, so he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. I just believe there are doors in this hour that have been closed, especially to the body of Christ in this region, that God is about to open. And I believe there have been doors that have been open where the enemies had inroads, where God is about to shut the door right on his face in Jesus' name. And in 1 Corinthians 16:9, it says, Paul said, for a great and effective door has been opened to me, but there are many adversaries. And you know, people, the enemy is just not going to lie down in this hour and let you come and take territory and possess his kingdom. You know, what had happened was, is Joshua and Caleb, Vic, the Bible says they were of a different spirit. And the name Caleb means mad dog. And when they sent those spies out, they said, we are willing and able. We can possess the land. And they said, let us go up at once. At once. There was no hesitation. Let us go up at once and take ground for the kingdom of God. And I believe there are some on fire revivalists in this hour, that you're not going to be held back by any spirit of Jezebel, any religious spirit that's been trying to rule and reign. And you know, Vic, when I go into a territory, I always ask the Lord, what is the ruling spirit over this area and region? The only ruling spirit over Long Island, hear me, people, is the Holy Spirit. We've got to know, if God be for us, who or what can be against us? And it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And it's not by power nor by man's agenda, it's by his Spirit. Amen?
Amen. And that is so true. And you know, I just want to be a little practical here again. You know, we have in the body of Christ, I want to say it this way, the most motleyest crew God called to the supper of the Lamb. But I tell you something, people don't realize that we cannot afford to have breaches in the true kingdom of God. There are so many breaches on this island and in this region that cause the spirit to feel the resistance. But I'm going to ask you people, everybody wants to fast, they want to fast, but I'm going to give you a fast that will help us achieve what God wants to do. We've got to fast criticism. We got to fast, we know it all. We got to fast negative stinking thinking. You don't have to fast, you know, roast beef. And I met a person recently, they were fasting. They said they were fasting cookies. I said, oh, great. Yeah, I really mean that too. I said, cookies, yeah. It was like Lent. I said, no. We've got to do these kind of fasts because I believe that if we would come together, not with the old way of doing things, because God is always revealing more revelation. God outdoes himself every time. So I'm asking you, please, when you get up in the morning, one of the things we could do is pray for our brothers and sisters. Pray for the pastors, the prophets, the apostles. Let us start to come together, even when it hurts. I tell you now, maybe you should be inviting some people to your church that don't feel included. Maybe it's time to say, you know what? I've got to think out of the box here. And I tell you, when God starts to see some of the things that I'm talking about come to place, we're going to be people that can take this region. I tell you, for the next year or two, I'm going to keep preaching things of practicality, and then the Spirit of God is going to come and sweep through here, and we're going to take this region.
Yeah, you know, we just like to thank WLIX for the opportunity, and we need to keep the media mantle strong in this hour. We have got to support local Christian radio. I believe it's of major importance, Vic. You know, you'll pull into some states, and there is a very strong media presence of the Lord, whether it's radio or television. So anyone that ventures to step out in faith out of the boat like Peter did, let's undergird them. And that's just a great thing. In Revelation chapter 4, it says, a door standing open in heaven, and immediately a voice saying to me, come up here. There was an invitation to John as he was exiled, where a voice said, come up here, where I will show you great and mighty things. And I believe God is downloading strategy from heaven in this hour, Vic. I believe Vic is a man that has strategy. God, it's in his DNA. God has given this man a mandate, people, to take from Montauk to Manhattan. Now listen to me, I'm going to give you a little clue. There's no way he or any one man can do it alone. Collectively, we have got to unite as the body of Christ, because the reality is one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So when we come together corporately, the anointing is exponential. In other words, there's a multiplicity of the presence of God. So if you belong to a local church, and we preach this, Vic, stay faithful to your local pastor and your local house, and undergird them in any way they can. Because, you know, Vic, these are the men that are on the front line. These are the coaches in Ephesians 4 that's giving the game plan to the body of Christ in this hour.
Well, people, I believe this was a great show today. I believe that me and Rob gave you some things to think about. I believe that if we would start to think about some of the things that were spoken today, we have within us the Holy Spirit. If we could just tap in to faith and love, we'll take this region like never before. And, you know, I could hear some people saying, you know, we've heard this before, and, you know, we've heard other people. But I want to tell you this. God gave me this as a mandate. I know I heard from the Spirit of God. I don't come on the radio saying I know it all. I'm just hearing God's voice, and he's saying, declare it, decree it. And I tell you, don't mess up my faith. If you see me in the street and you feel that you want to tell me, oh, I don't know about this Montauk to Manhattan, please walk on the other side, because God has given me the ability to believe for big things, and I'm asking you to join join in. I also want to thank WLIX also for the time. And I want to say this in closing here. You people that send me money, I'm going to ask you to do a favor for me. I'm going to ask you, as LIX is one of our media mantles on the island, that you would send whatever money that you were going to send to me, please send it to Pastor Richard Anderson. I promise you, it'll come back to you double fold. And I'm asking you to make a commitment with me. So just write it out to, I don't know the name that he goes under, but maybe it's just WLIX. But let's bless that radio station that we won't lose the media mantle that we need in this area. Rob, do you have anything else to say before we close?
Yeah, I just believe there's a spirit of unity in the local churches. I want to pray specifically for every pastor on Long Island. Holy Spirit, we are asking you to download strategy to every fivefold ministry so they could take the region, first Judea, then Samaria, then the uttermost parts of the earth. God, let there be a spirit of one accord and one mind, and like in Acts 2, so the fire can fall, and we're believing another Pentecost to take place on Long Island, and then America, and then the nations, in Jesus' name. God bless your radio audience.